Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop.
Okie dokie. Welcome to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. This may be the most people we've had in the studio since we've been in the new place, but this is an event. It was, I guess, coordinated by Public Narrative.
Yes.
So we have, I'm just going to have people introduce themselves, but Jamira Alexander, you're co-president
yes.
of Public Narrative. And we have students from Schurz High School. And this was on March 26th, I have in my notes. You guys had a panel with other journalists. Mm-hmm. I came out there. Mm-hmm. So tell me how that all got started, why that happened. And then we've got some students to talk about in their own words yes. why we did this.
Yes. So myself and my co-president, Susie Schultz, we participated in a panel at Strengthening Chicago's Youth and got an opportunity to meet Catherine Moran, who introduced herself after the event and reached out to say that, you know, the panel that Susie and I were a part of was basically to talk about media's impact on violence here in Chicago. And Catherine was interested in bringing that very talk to the school. So we connected and talked through what would that even look like, prepped the students to really talk about some of their ideas behind how their school is framed in the media, what do they want to see different about it, and then just really like what are next steps, what steps can they take. And so we were able to use this as an opportunity to really educate them on media literacy, news literacy, and Catherine has just been phenomenal. She and Dee have been just phenomenal in coordinating with the school and allowed us to come out and have some dialogue with the students.
Okay, before we get to Catherine, talk about what Public Narrative does.
Yes, absolutely. So Public Narrative, we are an organization, a 30-year organization that works with journalists and community organizations to help both understand each other better. We consider ourselves like matchmakers between journalists and community to help journalists tell the story better, help community understand the story that is then told. So this was just an ideal event to really host for the school.
And Catherine,
yes.
thanks for coming down.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So how'd you find Public Narrative, and then how'd you put the wheels in motion for this?
I was at a Lurie Hospital Children's event, Strengthening Youth, mm-hmm. And I was helping host the educational discussion at this event. And one of the things that kept coming up was, how do we keep the discussion going, and how do we get this in the schools, and how do we connect with students? So I had just walked up to Jamira and I said, you know what, I have a perfect high school and maybe we can work something out here and continue the discussion and loop students in and get their voice, mm-hmm. because these kids know more than most people realize, and I would like to see students get more coverage and have their voices heard more than they are, you know, nowadays. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I was impressed. I was there, I want to say maybe there were at least 40 students there that day, March 26th, wasn't it? I remember it, yeah. There's so many things I took away from listening to you guys. I'm going to have you talk about it. Just introduce yourselves as you talk before you start talking. But ownership and pride and how your school and your neighborhood is portrayed in the media. That's about four questions in one. But who wants to start with that? And we can break it down. Yeah, go ahead and say who you are.
All right. Do I introduce myself first?
Yeah. Introduce
my name is Ricardo Solano, and I'm a senior at Carl Schurz High School. And
yeah, and talk about the image of your school and why you wanted to participate in this.
Well, I mean, I just want to show, like, the true colors that the school offers. I mean, it's like, it offers a lot of things. And in my opinion, it's like, we get the wrong idea of when they hear Schurz High School. I know we had a bad reputation, but within my 4 years, I've kind of learned a lot. You know, I came from a hard background. Like, I was, you know, I'm going to be honest, I was, like, kind of a hard-headed, and I didn't really, like, you know, when I heard of high school, it was like fool around here and there. But like the staff and then the things that the school, like the opportunities they gave me, like sports and these clubs, I took advantage of it. Like, you know, I've done all these things, and it kind of made me a new person, you know. And it's like, I don't know how I can, you know, I like to thank everyone that did it. And I don't know how to say it, but like it kind of like shows what type of school they are, you know? It's not a school where it's like just for the education, you know? They want you to become successful. They want you to like be the type of person you want to be.
Well-rounded.
Yeah.
Was there an incident on February 25th, 2019? Was that a galvanizing thing for this? Talk about what happened then, and did that take this to another level for you guys?
Well, I mean, it kind of...
What happened?
Was it the issue that...
No, there was a shooting.
Emmanuel.
Like, it was hard, because, I mean, yeah, it's like, you know, he was a kid, he was just like us, you know? And it's like, you know, it was hard, because it's like, what if it was us, you know? And it's like, scary, because we worried about their school. And then it's like, you know, we're like a, how can I say, we care about each other.
How far was that from campus?
From the shooting that occurred? Well, because I work at the, you know, Mariano's Cuban restaurant, and it was like 5 minutes away from, like, real, literally, it's like where intrinsic area that is. Not when I say intrinsic, but I mean more like around Pulaski and Belmont. Yeah.
And how did you guys feel that was portrayed in the media?
I mean, like, I'd say, like, give more information about where the area and the community land on, like, the incident landed on, more, like, leave where the air, like, you know, schools or, like, you know, because, I mean, like, they got nothing to do with it, you know? It's something that happened outside of the school, not near, like, not within the school, because, I mean, it'd be a whole different thing. And I feel like it sets off a wrong idea of, like, you know, throwing out a school, like, our school. And there was a whole picture of a whole different school. And it's like, it wasn't even near the area, you know?
I thought it was real interesting. One exercise, Jamira, when you asked, they went around the room and asked, and we'll do it right now, where you guys get your media, where you get the news. Mm-hmm. And, of course, radio was one. I don't know. It was Nocturnal Journal. But, yeah, so talk about, we'll go, say who your name and then where you get your news sources.
I'm Lola Marchese, and I get my news sources from a bunch of places, like ABC News, WGN, CNN, all sorts of places.
Same thing? Name and...
Oh, yeah.
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 Say your name again.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Ricardo Solano. Yeah. And I get my news sources from everywhere, from like social media, WGN, Fox. I mean, not really Fox, but like, you know, ABC News, like well reliable sources where I can, you know, kind of trust.
Same thing.
Hi, my name is Alexis. And I get my news from, I didn't say my last name, did I? Alexis Carrasco. I get my news from Univision, ABC, Twitter. Just anywhere I could get my news from.
Okay.
As soon as I could get informed.
My name is Julian Sansa. I usually get my news from social media as well, WGN, CNN, any alerts I get on my iPhone.
That's good. So, Jamaya, do you talk to them? Do you talk just to, do you do this with other schools? I don't know the answer to that. Or is this a new thing? Or?
So, this is a new thing for us at Public Narrative. Initially, I started a program called Hashtags and Handles and working with youth to teach them how to protect their digital footprint. And as a way of expanding that that project, once Catherine came to us, like, this is ideal for this to really, like, loop in news literacy with media literacy. And so we're talking actually with CPS about expanding this across the district.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to keep you guys... after the 10 o'clock news already, wow. And I want to talk, something to think about is how to hold journalists accountable and how to hold community members accountable. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about that when we get back. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. That's Yo-Yo Ma when he was at Carl Schurz High School 2 years ago.
Yep.
And Dee Barrett, you were there?
Yes,
just talk
was.
A little bit about...
Sure. Yeah,
he
we
played
were,
there.
He did. He actually came and spent the entire day at the school with the students, working with the orchestra, with the band. And then there was a concert, a culminating concert at the end of the day by the Civic Orchestra, I believe. And
he thoroughly enjoyed himself so much at the school that they had to hold the curtain at the CSO for his performance that night because he was late. Now, so it was a beautiful thing to hear.
You guys probably weren't there. That was 2 years. How many of you were there? What was that like? And say who you are again.
Julian Santa.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice. It was like us students, we don't listen to that type of music.
Yeah, neither do I. First time we played him on the station.
It's just the way he looked like he had fun. I had no idea who he was until I researched him and what type of person he was and what type of like music he studied and how he orchestrates it. So it was like pretty interesting. I got to witness somebody who's very famous for that type of music style, and not knowing who he was, I enjoyed myself.
Let me say something. You know, you don't have to have been there and understand some of the things he says and how he's still in the news. He played a concert just this week at the U.S.-Mexico border in Laredo, you know, and he urging the people who came to that concert not to build walls. And he talked about, and I'm going to get into your life at school. He told the people who came to that concert, you know, that he's lived his entire life at the borders and between cultures. What do you see that at your school? What's it like at your school to live in that type of world and know people who are different than you? And don't all answer at once. Okay. You want to take that, Lola?
I don't know if I know how to answer that one.
Uh-huh.
I can answer it.
Okay. Okay.
So, Lola's my daughter. And
I didn't know that. Yeah,
putting her in Schur's, a lot of people gave me a hard time because they're like, why would you put her at Schur's? Because there's a rumor, it's got the perception of being a gang-infested school, which is not true. And she is Caucasian, and a lot of Hispanics, African Americans, and people were like, "You're putting her into a situation which she's not going to be able to adjust to," and she's come out just fine, and she's made friends and realized that nobody's different than her, and she's had a really good time at the school. So, it's you know, she's had a cultural eye-opening experience.
I've always had that. Yeah. But majority of the schools that I've grew up in, I've never grown up in an all-white school. Like, that just wasn't... I mean, I don't even know if I switched over to a school. I don't even know how I would adjust to that now, knowing that I like being around diversity. I'm very open with so many people. And I love a majority of the people at my school, and it's nice to have diversity.
Do you see that, Jemira, in your in work you do?
Absolutely. We celebrate all ethnicities. So one of the projects that our Hashtags and Handles project falls under is our Ethnic and Community Media Project. And that's one where we're working with journalists who write for Polish-speaking communities, Korean-speaking communities, African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, Asian-Americans. We are really a diverse organization because we all reflect the public narrative. So to be able to initiate something like this at a school as diverse as Schur's was really, really special. We stand behind the concept of, you know, we all occupy public space, you know, and our age doesn't separate us. Our nationalities don't separate us. Our belief systems don't necessarily separate us. We have to find a way of finding common ground. And in doing so, you know, it comes with conversations. It comes with storytelling. It comes with understanding the backgrounds and our different experiences and really being able to celebrate those.
I teased before the break about the two questions I wanted to ask you guys, and I think we talked about this at the panel when I was there, is how do you hold journalists accountable? And again, you guys got first-hand experience of the things that have happened with you. And then, how do you hold your neighbors and the community members accountable? Do you want to tackle that?
Well, I think.
And you're introduce yourself again.
Yeah, my name is Alexis Carrasco.
Yeah.
And well, honestly, I think that holding journalists accountable, like from what we learned from our experience with through the little interview and the story we had with them. We can't always hold them accountable, but when we can, it's what makes, we got to make sure that we make a difference through what we're trying to tell them. We can't just automatically demand stuff from them or assume bad from them. We have to realize that they don't always get the information, and they try the best to bring us the information that we need to know to understand what's going on with the stories. But at the same time, I feel like maybe they should just take a little bit more time to like realize what's going on, because as I mentioned in the last time, they were showing pictures of a whole different school, Intrinsic, on Belmont, but they were saying Schurz. It didn't make sense for them to show pictures of Intrinsic and then blame Schurz. It kind of didn't make sense for us.
Yeah. I was very impressed, and we can talk about this, the ownership and the pride. I mean, I went through high school, but the ownership and the pride I saw that day. Can you talk, where does that come from? I mean, I was really impressed with the turnout and the way you articulated your feelings and stuff. That's why I wanted to do this segment.
I think it just comes from our experience and what we do for this school. We each do something for the school. Julian, football team, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ricardo, me and him both, we do student council.
Everything.
Yeah, we do everything as much as we can. We do ROTC. Well, yeah. One of us did before. I've been doing student council for 4 years. I'm grateful. That it's changed me so much. I've gone from just some random kid who wouldn't care about the school to like I care about the school a lot. Like I really do. I mean, these 4 years changed me a lot, and I'm thankful for all the opportunities that it's given me. The fact that it's given me the chance to be here too.
Talk about the animal rescue stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was impressed with that.
Yeah, so not too long ago, it was back in December, I took a couple of my fellow classmates to down to CACC, the animal shelter in the city of Chicago, and we were able to do reading with dogs, and we were able to get students to connect with animals and teach compassion and find that connection, especially with shelter animals, because they are neglected. These dogs are thrown into these pounds. And for us to go down, we were able to realize, able to get a sense of, like, realizing, like, oh, we need to connect with these things. We need to realize what's going on in our city. And by working with animals, you're able to develop feelings and compassion for creatures that are not living in ideal situations right now.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We talked about the media and the way the media is portrayed. Do any of you ever want to be in the media? Would you like to do radio someday?
Yeah.
Okay, so hang around the studio. We're going to bring in our next guests, and we can interview them together, okay?
All right.
So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN.